All right. Well, I guess you know what? That's a wrap on our show. Thanks so much for listening. This is WORT 89.9 FM Madison and WORTFM.org, listener sponsored community radio. The 8 o'clock buzz will be up after the BBC News. Please stay tuned. Support for this program is provided by WORT's listener sponsors and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 2304. Local 2304 is a small local union with a big agenda, bringing power to the people by representing the workers who provide safe and reliable gas and electric service at MG&E. The professional union reps at Madison Teachers Incorporated and the staff collective right here at WORT. More information about the union is available on their website at ibew2304.com.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. China has angrily condemned Donald Trump's announcement of swinging tariff increases on imports from around the world. China faces an overall tariff of 54%. From Beijing, here's our correspondent Stephen McDonnell.
China's government has called for these measures to be overturned straight away, said that they're in breach of international trade rules, and threatened their own countermeasures. And the Chinese government has been ridiculing the notion that these are reciprocal tariffs on the Trump administration's part. So, tough talk. Beijing might be hoping for some sort of a deal to be cut. There's a lot of room for Beijing to place more tariffs on US goods. And what's going to be interesting, though, is how trade patterns potentially change. Are we going to see more trade, say, between the huge bloc of Europe and China?
Traditional US allies such as Japan, Taiwan, and Australia have expressed disappointment and dismay. President Trump is imposing some of the highest tariffs on a number of the world's poorest countries. These include Cambodia, Bangladesh, and Laos, where malnutrition is a major issue. Share prices have fallen around the world, with investors fearing the economic impact of US tariffs. Here's our business reporter, Peter Ruddick.
If you were in any doubt about how financial markets viewed tariffs, import taxes, then all the main European stock indices, the UK, the FTSE, trading down. Larger falls, though, in Germany and France and Italy. The Asian markets have now broadly closed. They unsurprisingly dropped by quite large amounts. I mean, those were the first markets, if you like, to react to Donald Trump's Rose Garden address.
The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has told NATO countries he wants them to commit to spending 5% of their GDP on defence and to do so before the end of a summit currently underway in Brussels. Mr. Rubio insisted that the US remained a steadfast member of NATO, but said the pathway to 5% had to be real. Here's our Europe regional editor, Paul Moss.
Across Europe, national leaders are warning that Donald Trump's newly announced tariffs will hurt their economies. But Secretary of State Marco Rubio has chosen the same day to tell those European countries which are in NATO they must radically increase their spending on defence. He doesn't want to leave the summit, he says, without seeing that every single member is on a real pathway to reaching 5%. Mr. Rubio had words of reassurance too. The idea that the US might leave NATO was hysteria, he said. But his other message was equally clear. Show me the money.
World News from the BBC.
WRT thanks its listener sponsors and FPC Live, presenting singer-songwriter Iron and Wine at the Orpheum Theatre on Tuesday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. Iron and Wine comes to the Orpheum Theatre with a full band performing his new album, Light Verse. Joby Riccio opens the show. More information and tickets are available at madisonorpheum.com.
Support for this program is provided by WORT's listener sponsors and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 2304. Local 2304 is a small local union with a big agenda, bringing power to the people by representing the workers who provide safe and reliable gas and electric service at MG&E. The professional union reps at Madison Teachers Incorporated and the staff collective right here at WORT. More information about the union is available on their website at ibew2304.com.
Catch that transition there, Eli?
Yeah, was that the bridge?
Yeah, man.
That was cool. No, yeah. you was smooth, Tony. You hit the buttons perfect.
That's the way you're supposed to do it. Good morning, everyone. It's 8:06, and you are tuned into WORT 89.9 FM in Madison, Wisconsin. My name's Tony Castaneda, and it's time for the Thursday, April 3rd, 2025 edition of the 8 o'clock Buzz. I'm joined here in the studio by my guy, Eli. Couldn't come up with anything else, man.
It rhymes.
Yeah, that's about it.
What's up, Tony? How you doing, man?
Good, man. You know, I was a little concerned about today's show in the mood that we'd be in, given the very important election that, you know, state Supreme Court election that happened on Tuesday, and where Elon Musk threw millions of dollars, over $20 million, right,
yeah,
into a very losing effort. I don't know. I feel pretty good, actually. I've been feeling good for the last couple of days, and yeah, I can feel it right now.
I know. I'm looking at the New York Times map, and I don't know if you realize this. Every county in Wisconsin was more blue than it was at the presidential election points-wise. So
yes,
literally every single county shifted further left.
And it's like, you know, it's kind of like that election just happened several months ago there in November, and 4 months later,
yeah,
boom.
What changed?
I don't know. I would, whatever. I'm yeah. Did you vote, by the way?
I did vote. I voted. It was super quick. It was a very efficient process, in and out. So, shout out to all of the poll workers. It was a good process.
You always got to mention, you know, your thoughts and prayers are with the poll workers and everything.
Yeah.
So, what else is happening there? There's a lot going on this week that we're going to talk about today. Some of it, by the way, your improv theater there, Atlas Improv, is hosting the international, worldwide, and even people from other planets.
Yeah, Interplanetary Improv Festival this weekend. No, the Endurance Improv Festival is this weekend. We're going to be talking to Griffin Lowmaster about that.
We sure are, man. And he's a local comedian. He's also the business manager, so I want to ask him about if you guys ever make any money. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
And also, if people do not know, there's going to be another demonstration this Saturday at the state capitol at noon, and everybody should go. It's a celebratory in a way, but also there's a lot more work to do. Musk is still around.
Yeah.
Trump is still around. So there's going to be a demonstration, and we're going to be speaking with one of the organizers from the 5051 organization that's sponsoring that rally. So that'll be cool.
Awesome.
And then we're also going to be speaking with a group, Lone Pinon. They're a based out of New Mexico, and they play a lot of traditional indigenous and, old Mexican music.
Cool.
From that area, and they're going to be in town at the North Street Cabaret. You might remember they were here
last year for the Sugar Maple Festival.
Yeah.
You don't remember that because you weren't even there.
I remember talking to him on the radio, though.
Oh, yeah, we did. So, yeah, they're going to be on, and that's it. That, well, I don't know if that's a full show or not. What do you got? Anything
the
else?
Views and opinions expressed on the Thursday 8 o'clock buzz do not necessarily represent the opinion of the Wart paid staff, our board of directors, or our millions of volunteers. The Thursday 8 o'clock buzz is for entertainment purposes only.
So, there. That's legal. What was that?
I don't know.
Are you Somebody else was just on. What the heck?
Was that in studio? Was that in the, was that in our headphones, or was that? I don't know.
That was me. I mean, that was weird.
All right.
That was a ghost. There was a woman's voice. Did you hear that?
I heard it. I don't know where it came from.
Well, here's your paper, by the way.
All right. I'll see if there's any ghosts in there.
Prevailing things. I got a banana for you.
They're looking good.
They look
better.
Griffin,
than
Griffin, I got a banana for you too, man. They're yellow. There you go. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's how we pay people around here.
Yes.
Here. Carrot bread.
Thank you.
Here, carrot bread.
Oh, wow. Thank you. It's good stuff. It's from the co-op.
All right.
Love the co-op.
When you, if you do the show for a while, you will graduate from the Wisconsin State Journal to the New York Times.
Yes, that's the third
But
year.
I started off, Eli, on the slow. Hey.
Yeah, I got to learn how to read.
Yeah, we. Let's get going because we got to get to Griffin in just a minute. This is WRT. It's 8:11. This is a Thursday buzz. So there. That was quick. It's still 8:11. Joining me in the studio is Griffin Lowmaster. He is a he's kind of running and helping run. He's a member of the Atlas Improv Theater. He's also their business manager, whatever that means in the comedy world. Because he just accepted a banana for pay. Griffin, good morning, and thanks for coming down here and for being awake.
Yeah, good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Well, all right. Well, how's everything going there on the Atlas Improv?
Things are going great. We're having a really good year already. Classes are full up for the spring, but we'll have classes again in the summer. We have our endurance festival this weekend, and it's 21 hours of improv for totally free all weekend, Thursday, Friday, and the main event is Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., going all the way to 1 a.m. So
it seems like only a year ago that you guys held the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was.
And last,
oh,
yeah,
that
was, a year ago, it was the 20th anniversary.
That's right.
It's the 21st. Yeah, I remember. It is a big thing, though. And I was, I guess I was a little surprised that people are coming from all over the place. And is it other improv troops? Do you guys, everybody comes as a troop. They come to Madison. So if we should see a lot of funny people around town, right?
Yeah. We'll have acts from all over the country. Including Minneapolis, New York, Florida, mostly East Coast stuff. But they're all groups that we either know personally or submitted applications and we saw. So, they'll be coming in from all around the country. It's not just going to be us. Not that we couldn't do it for...
Just you guys.
Yeah.
But there's no amateurs, though, right?
Only the best.
Only the best,
All right, good. You know, it's a total free event. So, like, is everybody getting paid in bananas or what?
No one's getting paid at all. That's we're doing for the love of the game at this point. So
People are looking for a good time. You got to show them a good time, though, right?
Yeah, and this is kind of our gift back to the community because the Madison community has been good to us for 21 years. We've been in the same space I think since 2011. We're at 609 East Washington. We like to give back to the community that's been good to us.
Is there great interest in the Madison community not only to go and see improv but to actually try and be an improvisational artist?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interest. Our intro classes, they're all filled this semester, and they fill up. They've been filling up pretty regularly for the last couple of years. And the indie scene, as far as not affiliated directly with the theater in Madison's, also getting bigger. The comedy scene in general, and Eli can speak to this, is just it kind of exploding in the Madison area. So. I think we're part of
that. Is there a certain demographic, though? I mean, is it like young college students? You know, I know everybody's got to get their start, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's what happened to Eli.
I'm still trying to get my
start. He's still starting. Yeah. But he's got four more years. who is it? I mean, is there, like, do any old people do? That's really what I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, it's
ask what you want to ask. Don't you?
I was just going around it. I don't want to stereotype, you know, old people.
Yeah, I mean, we have people of all different ages and all different backgrounds come and take classes with us. And it's all for different reasons, too. Some people are just trying to make friends or trying to do something new or try to... Midlife crisis. They're trying to overcome...
Old life crisis.
Stage fright, any of that stuff. Improv really helps with all that. And the big thing that really drew me in when I started taking classes at Atlas was that community. It's all about being part of something bigger than yourself, and that's why it's always so much fun to do. So.
All right, now... I'm sure people want to know where can they go see this this international improv festival. Now you said tonight there's something going on, and so what is the schedule of events?
So you can go to improv.com or atlasimprov.com. And you can see our full schedule. But tonight we're starting. We have two shows. We have one at 7, one at 9.
At Atlas.
Yep, at Atlas.
Which is where, again, what's the address there? Eli can help on that.
609 East Washington.
All right, good. Okay.
Yeah. I got it. I know how to get there.
Eli's been there before.
Yeah.
We start tonight. And then, like I said, the big marathon starts at 10 a.m. We have a show
on Saturday.
On Saturday.
But tomorrow you got stuff going on, too. Tomorrow night, Friday.
Yep.
So tonight you guys are at Atlas Improv, we're at 7. The show starts at 8 or something like that?
The show starts at 7.
Okay. And then tomorrow, also at Atlas Improv?
Yep.
Okay.
Tomorrow is 7. We start at 7. We go all the way to midnight tomorrow night.
Is this going to be where some of the best in the country are going to be there these first two nights or what?
I think that... tonight, I think, is more local, and tomorrow night's a little bit more local, too, and then Saturday is more everyone. Yeah.
All right. And is there a theme or what? I mean, how does it work? And it's all being held at Atlas Improv, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So each act has about a half-hour block, so you can come and stay for as long as you want or as little as you want, but... they're in half-hour increments, so you'll see a different show each half-hour. From a different group.
What about tech and stuff? You guys got a tech crew, or you guys everybody does their own tech, or you don't need tech? All you need is a mic, right? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I haven't gone to any improv, but I've gone to a lot of comedy stuff.
Yeah,
We got a sound booth. I'm hanging out in the back for doing sound effects and all of that stuff. We got the Voice of God mic sometimes over the back. It's fun.
Great.
We got lights.
We got a full stage. We got sound.
And chairs.
We got
chairs, Tony.
We're like a real company now.
Yeah, we're like a real. So does this performance? Does this performance have chairs?
No.
Griffin, so we got a whole marathon of shows on Saturday. I know I'm excited because I'm hosting the first show that's kicking off, which is our improv show for families. So it's specifically
10 a.m.
10 a.m. It's specifically designed for if you got kids, they can come and they can watch improv. And then there's actually an improv workshop that if you and your kids want to get on stage together, you can do.
Say that again, because that's good. There's actually listeners out there with, and they're like, always looking for something to do with their kids.
It's
where there's probably beer involved.
Not at 10 a.m. you got to wait till the late shows for that. No, but it's an improv show for the families. Starts at 10 a.m. But then 10:30, It's an improv workshop for children and their families.
Really?
So if your kids seem like they're the types that want to get on stage and always have funny things to say, you know, kids say the darndest things. So.
We should encourage them to say funny things, too, also. Yeah. Always encouragement. Cool.
Yeah. Yep, and that's for kids 8 to 12.
Yeah.
Eli's so great with kids.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen him around.
Nobody ever. I mean, neither have I. Seen him around dogs. He's okay with dogs.
So that's what I'm excited for. Griffin, which are there any lineups that you're specifically excited for?
I'm excited for Justin from Justin to Kelly to be here. They're a group from New York that also has a theater in Tampa. They're two of my favorite people. I believe they're in the Friday block, and then I think they also have a Saturday block show as
well. Yeah, well, they're tonight. They're from our international.
Oh, they're actually performing tonight as well. So
really? And are all the things free, like even the stuff tonight and tomorrow? So everything is free.
Yep.
Everything's free. It's your gift to Madison Atlas Improv.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We're speaking with Griffin Lowmaster, who is the business manager at. Okay, let's get down to about the money thing. Are you guys making any money over there?
Well,
it's 21 years, obviously.
Yeah. So no one pulls in a check or takes any money from Atlas. We're all volunteers for it, and you know we all put in a good chunk of our time. But you know we keep the lights on. Our classes are still full, and you know. It still feels like we're a strong part of the community. So,
As business manager, did you ever think that maybe you guys would try to make money?
You know, we can try, but
that's not your time. You just got to manage your finances, man. You're not the fundraiser. That's Eli's job.
Yeah, right. That's why. Yeah,
that's why he's got a big crate of bananas in the back seat of his car.
Yeah, that's what everybody gets. Yeah. I saw Griffin walk in with a big old Costco bag the other day, so I think we'll be getting a lot of food over the weekend. So.
Oh, yeah. Good. And is there going to be food available for a visit for guests? I mean, for customers?
We have snacks and sodas, but we don't have any. There's plenty of good restaurants in the area, but we don't sell food.
We're right next to the 5-star Korean barbecue, if you've ever seen on that corner, and that's real good. So go check.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Hey, well, good, and it's totally free, everybody. And go to that website that you had there.
Yep, EnduranceImprov.com.
Good job, business manager.
Hey, he's not the web guy, you know?
I actually am the web guy, too.
You guys should probably talk to each other. Hey. All right, well, thanks a lot for being on again. Good luck, and hopefully we'll see you, during some halftime show over there.
Yeah.
Because it's the perfect name, man.
It's right next door.
All right. Well, Griffin, thank you very much. Again, Atlas Improv is having their Improv Festival, a lot of people coming in from all over the country, and it's absolutely free. And on Saturday morning, bring the kiddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Take care. We're going to play some more music. Maybe we'll finish the rest of that song. It's 8:22. In a minute, we're going to be speaking with Ajak from 2021.
I think it's 50-51.
50, yeah. I was looking at it upside down.
Taka mama na sekaba ikoi fari manila brake mama na sekaba ikoi fari manila serenge mama na fokaba ikoi fari manila folike mama na fokaba ikoi fari manila chike mama na fokaba ikoi fari manila njawo ke mama na fokaba ikoi fari manila Fari Manila, Jamateni kwa Fari Manala, Jeje Wiliga Barakewa, Ikoi Fari Manila Barakewa.
Manila, then you want to go for Manila, the dog is up.
It's 8:24 and you are tuned into WRT. This is the Thursday Buzz. As I mentioned earlier, there's going to be a demonstration at the state capitol again, another demonstration. There's been at least a monthly event. This is a very loose group. It's not your normal, I don't want to say not normal, but... it's a new organization that has come around, 50-51, which 50 protests, 50 states, one movement. And this is just kind of a grassroots thing that just came up, and it's nationwide. So it's been growing like moss, if you will. Joining me on the phone is Ajax. She's one of the organizers of 50-51, and... Ajax, good morning. Thank you for being on the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me more about 50-51, because, mm-hmm. you know, I've been hearing these things. I went to the demonstration in February, and I was like, wow, this is cool. There was, but it just did seem kind of loosely organized, to put it, yeah, to put it one way, which was cool. It was very, it almost seemed spontaneous. I don't know, you know, people just came up and started talking or whatever. And and there was a good turnout. And as I was just walking around, checking things out and marching, we went up and down the street a couple of times, which was kind of funny because everybody marched down State Street to the Capitol, I mean, to the square, I mean, to campus. And you know, usually you do that and there's speakers down there or something. But everybody got to the Library Mall, Eli, and then they just turned around and marched back into the Capitol. And then we did that back and forth, I think, a couple of times.
Yeah.
It was funny. But it was beautiful at the same time. So can you talk a little bit about 50-51, Ajax?
Yeah, you know, you just asked about the hardest question I've had to answer recently. But... So 50-51, you gave an awesome introduction. You know, I think that, I'll just start with the structure. You know, there at the very beginning, a bunch of people organized all over the country, and you know, it's not even contained within the country anymore. It's like there's movements in Canada and Germany and England as well, which I don't know how that fits into the 50-51, but we'll make it work. but it's, you know, it was a bunch of citizens who, after the Trump administration came in and started tearing up this and tearing up that, really felt compelled to organize and step together and create all these little groups. There's groups everywhere, right? So, I mean, Madison's got a group, Milwaukee's got a group. I think there's even one going up in Wausau. And the idea is that we can organize these demonstrations and, firstly, you know, really get people out there and really get people, we have a lot of first-time demonstrators. And I think, like, as far as a first-time demonstration goes, this weekend is also going to be a magnificent time for that. But the idea is that it's very focused on being a pro-democracy movement, a pro-constitution movement, and different chapters take different angles. In Madison, we're really working especially on the pro-community organizing, getting people connected with different resources in their area. And, you know, we're going to be in this for the long haul, and a lot of people have been in this for a long haul. So the idea is that, I mean, on one hand, we can use our voices, we can collect these people and mobilize for the first time in a little bit to get out there and really step up and see what we can do to preserve democracy and protect our Constitution. And,
mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going to go on Saturday? I mean, a list of speakers and you know, any activities. What What are you asking people to do for this Saturday? Is there a general theme?
Oh, well, I'd love to talk about Saturday. So we'll start by gathering at the Capitol building, and we're going to be starting at noon. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, right now, as far as, like, what to bring, I've been telling people, you know, bring an American flag, bring something to share with someone else, even if it's a story, you know,
mm-hmm.
and bring your good energy. We've all been a little worn out. Some of us for longer than others. Some of us are really getting into it. You know, it's a hard time, and we also came here in the middle of winter. So to bring that good energy that you've got left so we can really fan it up and bring somebody else. That's another thing that we're encouraging people, like, help someone get out there, give them a ride, give them at least the poster so they know what we're going to be doing. We will have some different speakers at the Capitol. We're going to have the Forward Marching Band there, or I should say that the Forward Marching Band is going to join us. And I'm really looking forward to that, and they'll be followed by the Raging Grannies at some point in the program. And we'll have some speakers from some different organizations. I believe that we'll have 350 Wisconsin there as well. And, you know, it's hard to give, like, a list of, like, these really well-known speakers over the phone, because it really is this demonstration where, you know, it's just people. It's just people coming forward. Like, you know, who knows what's going on with Medicaid better than someone who's been on it for 20 years, you know? Who knows what's going on with Social Security or veterans benefits better than someone who's been on them and really been through it? So we're really trying to highlight just those people voices, you know, like point at the street and say, hey, you. Although I promise we're not going to surprise call on anyone.
Right. What about the connections with 5051? There's other groups that are doing, well, you know, and you guys are all linked up, the Indivisible Movement for one. And then also another one that caught my eye is Third Act. And it's an organization, Eli, you could not be a member because it's for people 60 and older.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Are you in that group, Tony? Are you in that group, Tony?
I haven't joined.
But
it's like old, you know, older activists, people that were doing stuff back in the day, and now they're like, what? How do we get here? Which is another question. Another thing that people are like, oh, well, you know, we can't just march all the time there, AJAC. You know, what are we getting done? What are we accomplishing? What do you say to that critique, AJAC?
Well, I'm not entirely sure that I would hold that as a critique as much as more of an encouragement. You know, there are a lot of people who've been affected by a lot of different things in this country for a really long time. And I think that, I mean, something that I love seeing happen at these demonstrations is different people sharing their backgrounds, you know. It's like, ah, then this got cut, and I've been having a really hard time. Okay, when did that happen? 2012, you know, the 1990s. And I think that there is some capacity to the truth that you can't just march all the time. For the people who do, it is powerful, right? It is powerful to march. It is powerful to be there and use your voice, because if we're not using it, someone else is using their wallet, right? But, you know, I mean, we look at the Montgomery bus boycott. Did you know that they had over 200 miles of replacement carpool lines to make up for the bus services that were going to be out? Because, you know what, the people had to be taken care of, right? The people had to be taken care of, so they had to organize this carpool service. For the sit-ins, I mean, they had to really carefully plan, like, who was going to be there, when they were going to be there. And there's a lot of, like, this really precise, you know, thinking about, okay, where's the money going? Where's the power sitting? So, I mean, I think that the rally this Saturday is going to be, you know, one of those moments for Madison. I've been saying where we turn the moments into movements, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have a lot of different organizations out there that are, you know, whether they're climate justice or social justice, and people can step up and you decide to work with those organizations.
I understand you're going to have some representatives from Voces de la Frontera there, so you're going to be speaking about immigrant rights and deportations and things like that also. So you really want people to come up, and then is there... You want people every month, every week, every year. What is that? And not only that, do you think that Saturday is going to be like people will be celebrating Susan Crawford's victory?
Well, certainly. I mean, I think I think that Wisconsin has just overcome a very big hurdle and said Wisconsin is not for sale, and I think people are going to be celebrating that. I will say, we don't plan on having a cake or anything, you know, but I really do hope that the energy that so many different people have put in across the state to really work to help, you know, protect our Supreme Court election against the amount of money that was flowing into it, that they will be there. And I really do hope, you know, you're right, we do have some speakers from Voices and some other groups, and I really hope that, I mean, anyone who can come, I really hope that they show up. Because even if you don't have a microphone, just speaking to the people around you, it's going to be really powerful.
Mm-hmm. We were just looking at the weather for Saturday. It looks like it's going to be cloudy and in the 50s, but it doesn't really look like there's going to be any precipitation. All right. Is that true, Eli, there?
That's what I'm looking at. It looks like, slight chance of rain, but nothing too serious. So it should be compared to those early winter gatherings that yes. You all went through. It should hopefully be a little bit more pleasant to be outside for a long
time. It was freezing on that February 5th one, if I recall. Oh, right on.
That's
that.
The thing people don't talk about with political organizing is it does get easier once the weather gets nicer.
That's right. Now, Ajak, so what about future plans for 5051, at least the Madison branch? And where can people get involved if they want to be and help work on the ground floor with y'all?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's... as far as the future of things, you know, we're really going to keep working really hard to connect people to resources they need and put people first. Like, yes, we've got to push back against the government, and yes, we've got to get it in order. The Constitution starts with we, the people. That means that we, the people, need to step up, but also do all those things beyond the government's extension. So, I mean, we'd really like to focus on some of the issues that people are starting to experience as these different cuts come through, or even not as these different cuts come through, issues that have been here for a long time, and see what we can do about really supporting our community and encouraging people to support their communities. As far as how you get involved, I would say that, I mean, the easiest way is going to be there on Saturday or at a future demonstration. You know, it's not... There's no job applications for a movement, right? Mm-hmm. You've got to show up. You've got to be there. You've got to use your voice. You've got to give what you can, take what you must. And, I mean, as far as, like, getting involved with the cause, I mean, I recommend people to, you know, go to their local libraries, go to their local food banks, find a nonprofit in their area that they really want to support, because that is going to be something that really gets us through this. If people are looking for demonstrations to attend, like I don't have the next date, I should by Saturday though, then they can join us. They can find their demonstrations at 5050.1, all spelled out, which will list the calendar of demonstrations, and we'll be handing out more information on Saturday too to really help people loop in. But, you know, I think right now, like, the biggest thing that people can do if they want to contribute to the cause is just show up.
All right. Ajak, with that, I want to thank you very much. Oh, no, we got an inquiry before you go. Let me just see.
Will there be a sound system? Will we march? Those are the questions.
Okay, will there be a sound system there this time, Ajak?
There will be a sound system. We're definitely planning on having a sound system, and what I'm telling you is there's going to be a lot more people than we've seen in a little bit on those Capitol steps,
right.
And we're fully prepared for it.
And then their second question was, will there be a march?
There will absolutely be a march.
All right.
What I would say, you know, we're going to be crossing a few different streets. We're going to be up and down the Capitol steps. So that's something people should keep in mind. They should wear appropriate footwear, wear appropriate clothing for the weather. I always say that it's better to overdress than underdress, so you can take off layers as you go. But once we get moving, it warms up a little bit.
That's right.
And then final question from the call-in is this a permitted event?
Is this a permitted event?
Permit, like with a permit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We're working very closely with the city of Madison to help pull this off. And, you know, there's a lot of changing characteristics. We've seen way more people than we were imagining were going to show up. So we're still working on some of those logistical details, but I would say that people can rest assured showing up knowing that everyone who's got to be in the loop is in the loop at any given time.
All right. Ajact with 5051 Madison. There's going to be demonstrations going on the whole country, right? All 50 states. And right. And then I know that it's going on in various, there's several marches in Wisconsin areas, not only Milwaukee and whatever, I guess Racine, Kenosha have marches and demonstrations going on also. So Oshkosh, I heard. And yeah, so this is a
I'll tell you what, I've got over 30 on my calendar across the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
So we'd love to see you in Madison, but you probably don't have to drive much further than 30 miles to find something to hit up. And, yeah, all across the country and all across the world, that's something I want to stress, too.
Mm-hmm.
There are people from across the world that are seeing our situation and stepping up to try and use their voices in places where we can't.
All right. Ajax, thank you so much for being on the show this morning, and we'll see you Saturday. So, Eli, well, you got to do your improv thing. All right. All right. Thanks, Ajax.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, 8:41, everybody, in a minute. Lone Pignon.
Moku moku soni ngoro moku wisa jona ni moye ko bedu soni ngoro moku ibisa jona
moku moku soni ngoro moku ibisa jona ni moye ko bedu soni ngoro moku ibisa jona
ko moku moku ni soni ngoro ko kojuruba ni moye ko bedu soni ngoro moku inasa jona
moku moku soni ngoro moku ibisa jona ni moye ko bedu soni ngoro moku ibisa jona
ko moku moku ni soni ngoro ko nesirana ni moye ko bedu soni ngoro ibisa jona
moku moku soni ngoro moku ibisa jona ni moye ko bedu soni ngoro moku ibisa jona
emana sube kekele na mirila kasoma dabe kekele na kazila kakile gambe kekele na hamina kaula dabe kekele na kumala ibire toro
moku moku soni ngoro moku ibisa jona ni moye ko bedu soni ngoro moku ibisa jona
emana sube kekele na mirila kasoma dabe kekele na kazila ikele kakile gambe kekele na hamina kaula dabe kekele na kumala ibire Deranger.
Moku moku soni ngoro moku ibisa jona ni moye ko bedu soni ngoro moku ibisa jona
emana sube kekele na mirila kasoma dabe kekele na kazila kakile gambe kekele na hamina kaula dabe kekele na kumala ibire blesi
moku moku soni ngoro moku ibisa jona ni moye ko bedu soni ngoro moku ibisa jona
Soni ngoro moku ibisa ni moye ko bedu soni ngoro moku ibisa jona
moku moku soni ngoro moku ibisa jona ni moye ko bedu soni ngoro moku ibisa jona
kare unga ko beke kuna doni
ibisa jona
kateka ko beke kuna doni
ibisa jona
musoka ko beke kuna doni
ibisa jona
alima uka ko beke kuna doni ibisa jona re
46, and we're having a problem making our connection there with our guy, man, from Lone Pinon. But I just want to tell you, they're going to be here in town on Wednesday at the Nursery Cabaret, and it's kind of a part of the Sugar Maple Festival series of concerts. We did find some of their music. Oh, I think we got him. I'm going to play some of their music, though, right now.
All good. I'm going to put you on hold, and then we're playing one of your songs.
Si estoy dormido te sueño, quiero que sepas mi vida, que soy tu querido dueño, comeré la consentida, si estoy dormido te sueño, eres mi único tesoro, eres toda mi alegría, eres mi único tesoro, eres toda mi alegría, eres la joven que adoro, alma del alma mía.
It's 8:47, and I'm very pleased to let you know that we did make contact with Jordan Wax. He's with the group Lone Pinon. That music you were just listening to, that is Lone Pinon. And Jordan, good morning. Thanks for getting up. I know you're at least an hour earlier than us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
I don't know if you were able to hear that little clip. We played Mi Unico Tesoro, My Unique Treasure, from your Live at the Kennedy Center performance.
Thanks. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Sounds like it. At the Donald Trump Center now. I don't know if they're going to ask you back anytime soon.
Probably not, yeah.
Well, lucky for us, you'll be performing this Wednesday at the North Street Cabaret. Can you talk a little bit about that show and what brings you back to the Midwest?
Yeah, we're really excited to be coming back. We played at the Sugar Maple Festival, and that is the organization that is doing this series of different folk artists and bands that play roots music. So we had a great experience connecting with them and with that community. So that was last summer, and we're happy to be coming back and building on that and sharing some more music next week.
You're right. Now, you guys are talk about your music and the fact that it's so geocentric. That is, it's you're really paying tribute to New Mexico and that area of the country where you have taken up residence, but a lot of the other musicians in your group are from that area. Can you talk about the specialty, I guess, of the music from that area and why you guys want to keep it alive?
Yeah, it's a beautiful style, and yeah, for anybody who's been to New Mexico, you know, there's just a really strong sense of place. The landscape is so unique, the food, and there's a really strong sense of place and community, and along with that goes a lot of beautiful music traditions. And some of them are very rare, very hard to hear, particularly some of the stuff we've learned from other musicians that used to play it. Bailes de salon and weddings and house dances back in the day, and you know, Spanish language community music that, you know, as things changed and New Mexico became a part of the United States, there was a lot of pressure to, you know, those things were often discriminated against, and so, you know, it's been really the special process to get to work to support those traditions and share them widely. And we've worked to create these really fun stage performance versions of those dance music traditions. So there wasn't so much people performing these on stage. It was the whole community getting together and participating. And so we've kind of created a version that we can take on the road and share with audiences and give them a taste of that community experience.
Right. Now, are you moving around or something? Because you're kind of coming in and out. So
Let me just switch, and I can switch to the...
What? Okay.
Okay, hopefully that's a little better.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Like a thousand times better, except now...
Great.
Except, I don't know if you got to turn down your... I was feeding back a little bit, but I think we're okay now.
Okay, good.
100 times better. Now, do you, when you guys are doing your performances, as I see, you guys have been all over the place, around the country, around the world. Do you include that educational component? Do you like to talk about the roots of the song that you're playing, or which area of Southwest America it's coming from?
Yeah, we definitely try to always share some part of that. We do different settings. Sometimes we do workshops where we exclusively, you know, focus on that. It's almost like an illustrated lecture where we talk about a lot of the lore and the history and explain the connections between the styles and then sometimes we, you know, if the audience is ready to party, we'll just, you know, have a great time and have less talk, more music. But we normally find a good balance. I think the crowd at the North Street Cabaret is going to be a very attentive audience and focused. And so we'll play a lot of exciting arrangements of music and sets of music. And then, you know, in between every three or four, kind of explain, you know, where this stuff comes from and help people kind of create some context for what they're hearing, what makes it so special.
Mm-hmm. The organizer, Bobby there, Mr. Batico, what's up, Bobby? Told me all about it, but he didn't send me a poster. So can you tell me what time the show starts? It is at the North Street Cabaret, but what time are you guys going to be starting there?
Yeah, 7:30 are the doors. Yeah, it's $22 in advance.
Oh, wait. You can't say anything about money.
Sorry.
So just, okay.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, you can go to the website to get all the information you need through the Sugar Maple Music Festival.
All right. So, yeah, just go to their website, and they'll talk about that show. And, it's at the North Street Cabaret. Well, speaking of playing the music that you do, this is the kind of music and the kind of culture that's kind of under attack right now by our current Trump administration. How does that affect your tour? Are you guys thinking about that as something that something that's in the back of your mind? Obviously, we won't be seeing you at the Kennedy Center anytime soon.
Yeah. It's definitely a new weight to have to balance and to think about. But also, you know, it's a time where, you know, music brings people together, and which is something people need more than ever right now. And we've seen that still has incredible power, and it's a good time to be doing that. And for the people who who really want to share this, it's a great time to get together and celebrate cultural diversity. And in particular, the beautiful legacies that come from these complex cultural combinations that make the United States what it is.
You guys got anything new planned for the show this week, or is that a surprise?
Yeah. We've been working out a lot of new arrangements that we're going to be trying out. So, some combinations of old school Norteño stuff with some classic New Mexican songs and a couple original things and some really fun arrangements that we've been working on this winter. So we're happy to get to try those out and share them with the audience in Madison.
All right. Well, we want to let people know, I've been speaking with Jordan Wax. He's the founder and a member of the group Lone Piñon, and they will be here this coming Wednesday, April 9th, at the North Street Cabaret, starting at 7:30. And it's also put on by the Sugar Maple people, and I hope they're listening, especially Bobby. Hey, Jordan, thank you very much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me and for spreading the word.
All right, we'll do it. Take care.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. All right, it's 8:56. Let me just play a little bit more of that Lone Piñon. How'd you like that, Jeff?
I liked it.
Cool, man.
Vierten en llanto, porque no me das tu amor, para que no haya quebranto, dame la muerte mejor. Mis ojos vierten en llanto, porque no me das tu amor, para que no haya quebranto, dame la muerte mejor. Eres mi único tesoro, eres todo mi recreo. Espejo donde me veo, eres la joven que adoro, espejo donde me veo.
It's 8:58, and thank you very much for tuning into the Thursday Buzz. I want to thank my guests, Ajak from 5051. That demonstration is this Saturday, everybody. Get on out there. The weather won't be too bad. Should be nice. Come on out. Let your voice be heard. Also want to thank Griffin Lowmaster, and again, Eli, and the Atlas Improv Festival. This whole weekend, it's all free. A lot of cool stuff for kids even. Kids don't need to learn improv, Eli.
Yeah, they've got it inherently.
That's right. All right. Lone Piñon on Wednesday at the North Street Cabaret. Check them out. That's going to be cool. All right. This is WRT 89.9 FM in Madison, Wisconsin.
Filau, barigada, filau, bima, no filau, bisame.
is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Thursday, April 3rd.
Hello and happy spring. I'm Eric Hansen, a hiker and truth seeker. I have a Wisconsin water meditation to share, and it goes like this. We know we are fortunate to spend our days here in a land we know as Wisconsin, a place where water sparkles and is well worth caring for, where gurgling streams and wave-washed shores soothe our lives, where the bubbling springs of the Moraine Country and the timeless flow of the Wisconsin River brightens our Sunday afternoons. To our north, our spiritual homeland, the magnificent headwaters country of our planet's finest collection of fresh water. May our thoughts and words in the days to come have the liquid flowing grace of that sweet water. Sometimes a deep, still pool. Sometimes a sparkling cascade or a thundering waterfall. Each drop precious in itself and an offering to the greater good. And if the spirits of